Canada has its first official war poet. She's Suzanne Steele, and right now she's in training for the role. She's embedded with Canadian troops in Alberta and getting ready for deployment to Afghanistan next year. I spoke to Suzanne Steele from Edmonton in Alberta and asked her, what exactly does a war poet do?
I see my job as one of witness. I am here to listen to the times in which we live, and I am hopefully trying to find an underlying truth and maybe a historical line in what I do.
Have you ever been to a war?
I haven't been to a war. No, I haven't. I've been on the outskirts of war. I've been in countries when war was actually declared, but I have not been to a war zone myself.
So that's why you feel you need to experience it firsthand?
Absolutely. I can't write about Afghanistan unless I see it. What good is a war poet who doesn't see war?
So you are now training for that experience. Tell me about what's happened to you so far with the troops.
So far with the troops, I have spent a lot of time with some of the young vets from who have returned from Afghanistan, one-on-one. I prefer to be one-on-one. They open up much better. I've been to a number of functions. I've toured Garrison. I've been to Wainwright, which is where they do their mock dress rehearsal, and I'm going there again tonight. I've actually attended the funeral of one of our fallen soldiers. And just this last week, I was at Shiloh, Manitoba, with the 1st Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry, who are going to be deployed in 2009. I'm going with them. They were on exercise there. And indeed, they're just beginning to ramp up in the next year for Afghanistan.
So you really feel like you're part of the team?
Well, I'm not sure I would say I'm part of the team per se, in that I don't think it's my job to be part of the team. In fact, I'm very careful not to, in quotes, drink the Kool-Aid. And that is, I feel I have to be as objective as possible. This is clearly, in my opinion, and I believe, too, with the forces, and not a position that is propaganda. Indeed, only one member of the forces is on the committee that chose me. And I think that I can't do a good job if I am one of the team. One of the majors said to me the other night, you can't really be a friend or an enemy.
It's interesting that you use the word objective, which I think a lot of journalists would use if they were going off, you know, being embedded with the troops. Do you see your job as being like that, or it's something different? You bring something else by being a poet?
Well, I think that's interesting what you say, because as General Barrell, who reinstated this program, it's a 90-year-old program, he said, I can send journalists, I can send documentarians, but to really see the war, I need to see it through the eyes of an artist. I believe that the artist has more of a long-term vision. We don't work to deadline, for example. We don't work to package stories. And also, I think, quite frankly, our audience has a longer attention span than your average audience watching television and radio, etc.
And do you think perhaps you can say more in some ways, because ultimately you can say what you're feeling as well?
Exactly. I think it's our job to distill actually great amounts of visual and oral and emotional as a poet. I believe that. And in hopefully doing that, we are recording some sense of humanity. I mean, of course, some journalists do that. But I believe that the function of art is to recognize that deep thread of humanity in a very difficult situation.
Have you started forming any of your ideas? Do you know what you're going to write about yet?
Well, I've actually started two projects. One is called May Day, and it's a series of letters of a young woman to her lover who's serving in the infantry in Afghanistan. And then I also have started New Tans, and that New Tans is mostly going to be written after Afghanistan. But May Day, I think, is what I'm trying to do with that is use the language of war and juxtapose it against the language of love and bring a connection between the civilian world and that of the military world.
What do the soldiers that you've met so far, that you are now training with, what do they make of you and what you're doing?
I'm actually really amazed at how well received I am and how they actually understand the function of art and the function of poetry. In fact, when they see me writing, they think I'm a journalist, and I say I'm not a journalist, and then they speak, then they open up to me. They're quite shy, reticent of journalists. It's not uncommon for one to take me aside and sit and tell me about his post-traumatic stress that he has. It's not uncommon for them to tell me about their personal lives, their fears, and their hopes as well. I feel very privileged that they feel comfortable with me. They realize that what I'm doing is long-term, that in 30 years, in fact, some of them said, my grandchildren will read your work.